This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As we continue to talk about the election 2016, joining us is the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I am good. Of course I'm from Ohio, LeBron, the Cavs. Of course I'm good.
Boy, what a finish. Wasn't that an incredible finish in the NBA
final? Oh, Ellen Radner's all excited. She doesn't like sports, as you know, too much, but she likes this one.
Boy, no kidding. Who didn't like that? What a crazy
finish. That's great.
So how crazy is Ohio gone for LeBron?
Something, isn't it?
Yeah, it is absolutely something. So we need to talk about this. Corey Lewandowski gets fired by Donald Trump. Are you surprised by that?
Well, yeah, I sort of was, Kate. You know, Corey was my campaign manager back in 1998. He got me through the election, drove my numbers right up through the ceiling like we hadn't had before. I surfed the country, went through 200-some people to find him way back then. So I've known him a long time, and he's a different type of guy. He's not for the faint of heart. He fit in well with Trump, I think, and he fit in well in the Ohio Valley, the Appalachia area I was from. People liked him, but I just think, you know, he got through the Michelle Fields thing, and they're speculating this reporter, and that had nothing to do with it. That was old news. Trump would have gotten rid of him 2 months ago if that were the case, you know. But I watched both of them on TV interviews today, and you just think they were absolutely best friends. I mean, it ended on such a high note that quite incredible for politics.
So what do you think now at this point? What does Trump do ultimately?
Well, first of all, Trump is Trump. He's the candidate, but Corey Lewandowski got him with only 60 staffers. They went through all these candidates, 37 states. Lewandowski was the main, you know, person, I think, for this, because when I saw that he originally went on the campaign, I thought this is going to be a barn burner because I knew Corey. I've known him forever. And now Corey's, you know, leaving, and Paul Manafort is there. He's an old style, sort of a Bush type of guy, you know, from the Kansas City 1976 convention days, Kate. And I think they're going to have to be careful. Trump is Trump. And Corey had up on a noteboard all the time, let Trump be Trump. So they're going to have to be careful. They can only go so far with this in the sense of changing him completely. But they wanted to have a different style campaign. Corey got them to the point they got, but they needed to do some other things, raise some money. Although I look at the money issue, I'll play devil's advocate on that, because everybody today is, well, Trump has $1 million and Hillary has $42 million. Trump can cough up $40 million of his own money tomorrow morning if he really wants to, you know. So I don't see that as a big, big deal. But I think what they're going to do is, you know, try to change him a bit and try to maybe soften some things.
Rhea, and when you say soften some things, what do you mean by that?
Maybe a little bit smoother, maybe not as many tweets, maybe not as many name-calling, nicknames, you know, things of that nature. Maybe something, when I say softer, maybe a little bit more teleprompter so he doesn't go way off, you know, way off the script. Not completely scripted, but maybe just a little bit different style, I guess. I think Hillary Clinton's going to go through a transformation, too. I watched her speech today in Columbus, Ohio, and frankly, it was enough to make paint dry. and the crowd, they needed to liven the crowd. The crowd was even like, and I think I think the candidates are tired. I think the candidates are a bit tired too, honestly, to give them a break here, you know.
Right, right, right. So when you, as you look at this and you look at Clinton and the, now you see the polls where most of the polls she's ahead. Do you think, and you and I have talked about this a lot, head-to-head, will it be a coin flip between Clinton and Trump, or do you think she pulls away?
No, I'm looking at Ohio, where she was at for the second time today in about a week. They are 40-40 in the polls, with the other 20% really not wanting either one of them, to be honest with you. But they're 40-40. Pennsylvania, like 3-point difference. Florida, maybe 4-point difference. These are key states where, you know, Barack Obama just cleaned up here. You know, he really did. And so I still think, look at Hillary Clinton. She has $42 million. Trump has $1.2 million. Donald Trump had the worst week of his life. He just could not get off that judge, you know. Then he fires his campaign manager. Hillary Clinton has a great, great week. And what are they? Maybe 5 points difference in the national polls. Today, after Hillary Clinton did her economic, you know, spiel, and by the way, I'm not just picking on Hillary Clinton, but I want to point out that she did her economic spiel today in Columbus. The polls came out. Trump's like up 7 points on handling the economy over her. Now, frankly, with all the missteps of Donald Trump, in a sense, and the, you know, controversy, and, you know, he's angered everybody from the Pope to the Latino community to women. Why is this race close? I throw that question out there to people. Why is this race close? And it's close because a great vast majority of people are not completely excited or exhilarated over either one of them.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's so strange to say that not one candidate, there, I mean, neither side, that anybody's excited about them. And it was kind of, it goes back to that cliche, vote for the lesser of two evils. You keep hearing that. Or don't vote at all. I think a lot of people may stay away.
I think so. And Hillary Clinton is going to have a problem. She has to get the Bernie Sanders people. And Donald Trump still has to secure the base of the Republican Party. Both of them have a very interesting dilemma. I think for the first time in modern American history, the vice presidential choice and the debates are literally going to elect one of them, and it's going to be emotional. I think this is the first time that debates and vice president choices actually are ranking so high in electing either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, I would think.
Yeah, boy, interesting stuff. All right, Bob May, thanks as always.
Thank you so much, Kate. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, as we continue here on America Tonight, you know, talking about, gosh, what is happening on this campaign trail, he makes such great points, Bob does, that I agree. I think that what happens is it comes down to the debates. So the debates won't be something to shluff off. The debates will be something to watch. The vice presidential debates, here's where the VPs come in handy, where depending on who the two choices are for the Democrats and the Republicans, they could play an incredible role this time around in this election. So something to watch for sure as we go through this process of who's going to be the VP, where are they headed, what direction does it look like they're going to. Loretta Lynch went to Orlando. Loretta Lynch, the attorney general, talking about the nightclub shooting and saying that the nightclub shooting was an act of terror and hate. The question becomes, is the wife going to be charged with a crime knowing what she knew, that what her husband Omar Mateen, or did she know what he was about to do? Hang with us, much more coming your way on America Tonight.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It doesn't surprise me that he might be gay, and it doesn't surprise me that he was leading two totally different lives and was in such deep conflict within himself. So I just hope that people, without making rash judgments on one another, can truly understand that this is one insane person.
Ah, that's the ex-wife of Omar Mateen. And as more and more stories start to trickle in, boy, I'll tell you what, it is a very tangled web, which is why as soon as this happened, immediately, if you're the FBI, they're smothering this, they're investigating it, they're going back, they're looking at what they had, they're talking to every single person they could possibly talk to, and finding out as much information as possible. So now what we do know is there are other possible motives wrapped into this. Conflicted because he was a homosexual or bisexual or whatever. We don't know that. We just know that the people around him are saying, yes, he used to frequent this place. He used to come in here. He had a friend that was gay that he would go out and go to the clubs with. So who knows? But it is a very odd piece of information wrapped up into the rest of this. Like I said, as it all unfolds, I don't know that they're ever going to uncover one motive or not. Now, the wife, the current wife, where Mateen and Salman have a three-year-old son, she's being questioned, was questioned massively about this, did have some knowledge of something. They're considering charging her for not alerting the police. But now her comeback is that she tried to talk him out of the attack. So then that means she didn't know about it. So she might have tried to talk him out of it, but he did it anyway. Therefore, the biggest mass murder took place, and she knew that that was the intent. The intent was to go and shoot up this nightclub, and she didn't call the cops, the FBI, anybody. They can definitely charge her with something, with, you know, aiding and abetting, whatever it might be. But holding back that information would be a serious crime in this, especially in this particular case. So don't be surprised if it comes out later this week or the beginning of next week that a grand jury has moved forward with this, because it looks like there is that possibility. It really does, based on a lot of the information that's coming out. And I have a good source at the Pentagon, and this is absolutely, he's corroborating some of what we're hearing because of the conversations that are being, that are on that level that are being had. Let's just put it, you know, that way. Bottom line is this. There's more to come. There's more to come about motives. Maybe there's several things at work here, not just one particular possibility. There may be a couple. I wouldn't be stunned by that. And, you know, ultimately, as the conversation moves forward and we talk about ISIS and we talk about radicalization, I think there is definitely a political angle to this without a doubt. As Trump ripped back some words today, ripped them off in front of a microphone, and as did the president, sort of going toe-to-toe in a different way. And you know, Obama said the presumptive Republican candidate for president, so there's no doubt who that was. And, of course, Trump just wails on the president anyway, so that was pretty clear as to what was happening, what was happening there. In the meantime, the FBI is tired of being criticized for so many people saying, yo, dummies, you missed your chance to nail this wacko. So they're hitting back. They're coming back at people who are criticizing over what happened in Orlando. And what they're saying is that they can only continue to investigate. They can only continue investigations under certain circumstances, such as when the threat of lives is considered significant. They say they don't have the resources and can't show it, if they can't show a judge probable cause to keep somebody under surveillance, then they come off the radar. Thousands of people come off the radar. Mateen wasn't on the government's no-fly list of people barred from getting on a plane in or out of the U.S., so the FBI's decision to not continue to investigate the 29-year-old, despite interviewing twice due to the lack of evidence to hold him, is definitely troubling. It's troubling, but now there's pressure to detect lone wolf terrorists without, what, eroding our civil liberties. And see, that's the problem. Therein lies the rub. Civil liberties. How far can you bend and go before it's too much? And that's what the FBI is saying. Look, what do you want us to do? Without quite saying it that sarcastically. That hundreds of people are followed, hundreds. But you have to navigate the laws and the Constitution. And listen, they interviewed him in 2013 because they were told, the FBI, that he had made inflammatory remarks about having terrorist ties, and again in 2014, because he had that connection we've talked about to an American who went to fight with the Islamic State. But they say it was inconclusive. And we've heard this warning about lone wolf terrorists who become self-radicalized and plot attacks with really little or no resources. We saw that with the Boston bombing. So how do you know when the radical beliefs have jumped over the line? This is the task that the FBI is under, the CIA, name any law enforcement group that in some way would dip into this, and that's what they're dealing with. Like Marco Rubio said, I have to say I agree with the Republican senator from Florida. Just making statements isn't enough to arrest somebody. But it's very scary to think how many lone wolf people are there out there that are ready to go off on a dime, pull off a high-end attack on their own, just do it themselves, and not have any help from anyone. Wow. There were people who were concerned. There was an ex-wife who had to be rescued. There were certainly signs. But did the FBI inform the police officer in Florida so they could have kept tabs on him? I think that's a fair question to ask. And if the FBI didn't share the information, that's a problem. Because we go back to the sharing info on people who could be evildoers, meaning, okay, we've hauled him in twice, three times, whatever it is. Now we got to tell you, you've got this snake in the garden, and he could turn on you in a second because there's just something not right there. And would it have been stopped? I don't know. It could have been stopped, maybe. There's no definites here. But the fact that Mateen was a familiar face at the nightclub, that could explain a few things. When he walked in, if he's somebody who's been around for 3 years, off and on, you see him coming in, that means some people knew him. They could just say hello or identify him by his face. They're not thinking that he's going to shoot up the nightclub because he has the air of familiarity. So that also changes that scenario of reaction. Not expecting anything because this is a familiar face for some people. Probably the bouncer. Probably the bouncer felt that way. In the meantime, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton had a little meeting. Some of you sent me some notes email-wise, and we're going to check our email bag coming up next. And asked as to whether I thought Bernie Sanders was going to step away or not, whether he was going to get what he wanted, whatever that is, and he was going to step aside from campaigning and help Hillary Clinton win the nomination. I don't think that happened. I have more details coming up. That in the mailbag next.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Loretta Lynch heading down to Orlando. Decisions to be made, and I think that one of the biggest decisions that she'll make is whether or not they're going to charge Omar Mateen's wife. And here's a great question for all of you. Should she be charged with murder? Should she be charged with the murder of all those people who died in that rampage at that nightclub because of what she knew and didn't report? Now, we don't know all the specifics of what she knew, which was why she was questioned so heavily afterwards, so they could determine whether or not she was completely aware. But I'd have to think, getting bullets, massive amounts of them, getting the automatic weapons, which she was involved with that, hearing his rants, him calling her several times, I find it so hard to believe that she wasn't aware of what was happening. And then in the beginning, even when it started to happen, I have a sneaking suspicion that this could be really interesting coming out of Florida. So Loretta Lynch talked about the motivation behind this.
This was clearly an act of terror and an act of hate. So we will look at all motivations and hope to come to a conclusion there.
All right. So clearly an act of terror. Duh, we knew that. But what is the motivation behind that? ISIS is what he says, but what else was going on there? And then what about, more specifically, Loretta Lynch, the AG, talked about the grand jury?
Not going to comment on whether a grand jury is being used. We don't comment on the investigative techniques, but we are looking at everything. I can tell you that.
Okay, so looking at everything, you know, there's the thing. If they're looking at everything, what we want to know is whether or not we're going to see any charges come from this, as far as the wife is concerned. And she didn't really give much of a hint of what was going to happen there. She did talk about the way the city reacted, and here's what she said.
I'm deeply moved by the way that this community and our national community has stood together in support of one another, in defiance of terror, and in defense of our most cherished ideals.
Okay, so what we do know, I talked about a little bit more in our previous show, the fact that the FBI released a partial transcript of phone calls that Mateen had with the 911 operator and the police crisis negotiator. Once the shooting got underway, he identified himself as an Islamic soldier. An Islamic soldier that was doing this because of the bombings in Syria and Iraq, warning of more violence in the coming days. And then at one point, I've said this several times, and you all know this by now, he pledged his allegiance to that wackadoodle al-Baghdadi, the leader of the Islamic State group. And so it's pretty clear what he meant to do. But despite his declaration of that, the FBI is saying, excuse me, they found no evidence that the attack was directed by a foreign terrorist organization. Instead, it's this lone wolf deal that I was just talking about. He appears to have been radicalized on his own through jihadist propaganda that clearly is available to anybody who wants it. And they are tracking the everything they can related to Mateen, from his background on up, to just piece together what this attack looks like, excuse me, from a different perspective. And I think that weighs heavily into, again, decisions that are made. Where are we headed in the future? How can we possibly see these red flags, know what's happening, have any indication when somebody is at the point where they, you know, that they're, it's not just nonsense and rhetoric, that they're very serious about it and they want to do harm. It's, again, separating what's real, fantasy, from reality. And it's very tough to know, you know, to again, know what direction that comes from and what that looks like. And Loretta Lynch was there for a couple of different reasons, to just verify, as the Attorney General, obviously, that this was an act of terror and hate. That's what she had to do. And to be on the ground to figure out what was going on with that grand jury as well. And then to reassure the people, of course, of Orlando, what they're going through is being heard, and that anything at all that they can come up, anything at all that they come up with, they'll piece together, hopefully not all redacted, and let everybody know. In the meantime, if we take a glimpse of, and we will as we motor along here on this version of America Tonight, if we take a glimpse of what's happening in other parts of the world, in other parts of the United States, yes, Orlando is still fresh on everybody's mind, have a conversation with anybody, and there's, it's likely a topic to come up. But also, and maybe, excuse me, maybe some of this is because of what we've seen lately with these attacks with sharks and whatnot, that we had another one of these strange attacks in Melbourne, Florida. Gosh, I have been there so many times. I have swum there so many times. I've taken my nephew there. I completely am familiar with that territory. They're saying that they're investigating a surfer, an incident involving a surfer who was bitten by something, they say likely a shark, wading in the water just off of Pelican Beach in Satellite Beach, actually, on Tuesday. The surfer turned down an offer to go to the hospital for further treatment, but had wounds, they say, that looked like a small shark bite or some kind of tooth creature, but they really believe it was a shark. So here we go again with the sharks right before Shark Week. And they're saying that he said he was bitten in South Carolina in North Myrtle Beach. A man had to be treated at a hospital after an apparent shark bite. Check this one out. He was bitten by, a 5-foot shark. He told them he felt this tug and then his foot go into the mouth of the creature. And the man, who was from Delaware, wasn't able to shake his foot loose to get away safely. So they said he had puncture wounds, blood on his foot. And boy, we keep hearing these stories, but yet we keep seeing Shark Week and they keep telling us sharks don't really attack humans, except for in Florida, Hawaii, South Carolina, and half of the beaches that you and I have frequented maybe at some point in our life. So just be careful if you're out there in the water this summer, because what they're telling us is one thing and then what we're seeing is another. And is it because of what's happening in the water? Is it because of what? What are the reasons that suddenly we're seeing more of this? Or is it just reported more than it's been reported in the past? Is that what the biggest difference perhaps is after all? Because they weren't necessarily reported as much. Another big story today had nothing to do with sharks, but just the sharks in the world of politics. Evangelical leaders met with Trump in New York City. And we talked to one of those evangelical leaders a couple of weeks ago, and he mentioned the fact that they were going to meet. It was Pastor Aubrey Shines who was invited to meet with Donald Trump. He was part of that group of evangelical ministers, and apparently this was pretty. It was a closed-door meeting in New York, but this was something that had been on the agenda for a while. And I think the idea was that the evangelicals would have a chance to have their say of where they thought policy should be and what the Republican nominee should know as they head into the convention, and what evangelicals, the leaders in evangelical churches, felt was really missing and lacking in the country, and what the Republican Party in the past has stood for. And, excuse me, boy, it's tough when you get these colds. What the Republican Party has stood for in the past, and expecting the backing of the evangelicals, what they expect in return from Donald Trump, because, you know, one of the things that he has to do is raise more money, since he doesn't have much money in the coffers. And he has to do something to shore up that Republican base. We've talked about that a ton on America Tonight. He has to get every vote he could possibly get. Coming up, Tales of Political Science. Stay with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
Many accounts of history are simply legend, myth, or undocumented tales that are sometimes accepted as truth. Some of these stories are just not questioned often because they're warm or sweet and aren't that important to get right anyway. One of those is the legend of Betsy Ross designing the American flag at the request of George Washington. I usually enjoy taking a historical account and diving into the facts to tear it down. You know, I like cross-examination where you come to a gotcha event. There's just more excitement in proving something wrong. So I started down the easy road of explaining how the story of Betsy Ross designing and making our American flag is a wonderful tale that likely never happened. But the more I researched, the more I began to think and hope it might really be true. Join us again next time for a seamstress who embraced the American Revolution. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
Clinton Porter Hackney. I love that about Betsy Ross. When I was a kid, I can't tell you how many times, for those of you listening across the country, I walked by Betsy Ross's house because I grew up outside of Philadelphia. And I thought it was just the coolest thing going by her house. And then, of course, they had all the images of the flag and you could go in and tour it and whatnot. But making the first American flag. And you think of the significance of that. Sometimes it gets lost on us, but we're not really that old of a country. And I you think about it on holidays, 4th of July, whatever, Flag Day, etc. But looking at the flag, and for me, because I constantly was passing by it, it really resonated with me, like what people did to go through what we went through for our liberties in this country, what the people before us did. And it's exactly like he said, George Washington changed the shape of the stars. He actually sketched for the flag from six-pointed to five-pointed, by the way, by saying on the spot it wasn't difficult to cut the other. There is no evidence, though, that there were any kind of verbal traditions to substantiate the story of the first American flag, and then that started some controversy. And first, the first story surfaced in the writings that her grandson put out there in the 1870s. So, you know, that started the whole, I think even beyond that, though, before that, the lore of Betsy Ross. But I don't know. I think it's still very, 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 very cool, that story, no doubt, of churning the flag and coming up with it and how important it was. Because she was 24 years old and she was working in an upholstery business, repairing uniforms, making tents, blankets, stuffed paper tube cartridges with musket balls for pre-packaged ammunition. You don't think about that. In 1779 for the Continental Army, there she was doing that. And so it's pretty interesting how she came across the acquaintance of George Washington and then how that story just really took on a life of its own. All right, as we zig and zag in a couple of different directions, you know, we started off talking about Corey Lewandowski getting booted from the campaign of Donald Trump, which happened the other day, and the significance, of course, Bob Ney, who comes on, had Lewandowski do three of his campaigns. What would Trump do? And now how he has to turn a different corner as this Hillary Clinton, because they're in the stretch drive going toward the conventions, and now it's all about one-on-one. It's all about the Democrats and Republicans squaring off against each other and who comes out on top in the debates and what happens as far as the vice presidents are concerned, and you know who ultimately is chosen and how they may be much more significant than in the past. In the past, where the vice president had the role of being on the campaign trail and having a stake in a debate or two, but this time it just might be a little more edgy because of the uncertainty, I think, over what's happening in the country and the fact that it's wide open. You don't have another repeat performance by a president, because we've had that for three straight administrations where they've gotten two terms, and it looked like they were getting the two terms, so there wasn't much of a challenge, so to speak, where you really were worried or thought something, or maybe not worried, we're hoping something would change, but it didn't. So that's where it stands wide open now at this point. In the meantime, one of the things that's going on because of Orlando, which we talked about, is metal detectors and more bag restrictions are going to start to happen at festivals. Not that they aren't already happening, because I see it all the time. Besides just going through airports, etc., they're really beefing up security in other areas. So in San Francisco, they're tightening the security at the gay pride parade. They're saying they didn't want to take any chances with this big weekend after that attack in Orlando, thinking that this could be another site for somebody to do something. And for the first time, there's going to be these metal detectors, walk-through machines, handheld wands at all the entry points to the entrances for the two-day celebration. It's at Civic Center Plaza on Saturday and Sunday, and people going there won't be able to bring in bags bigger than 18 by 18 inches. They've never had those kind of restrictions before, and they're going to have one main stage and a few smaller stages with performers, which they've had before, but they're being very, very cautious. And they're actually deploying about 25% more officers for the parade than they ever had in the past. And see, this is what happens. The terrorists win because every time somebody does something, we react to that. We had Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, so we got to take off our shoes. We had the incidents in Heathrow where they tried to get through with liquid. So, of course, liquid changed as to what you could take when you were going through, you know, security and how it was measured and how much and all of that. And so, of course, you couldn't take water through. You see that, the water bottles and other things that are you know, stacked up. And what devices are getting on. So now this is just another one in a string of, okay, now we have to go to these parades and these are the events that we didn't do before because of what happened in Orlando. So every single time something unbelievable, mind-blowing happens, we tweak to the beat of whoever the maniac is that tried to do whatever they tried to do, lone wolf or not. And in most cases, they, you know, were lone wolf. So, I mean, you know, go figure, unfortunately. And this is what you have to do. This is the world we live in, not to be overly paranoid. But when you're reacting from the law enforcement side, the only thing they can see to do is, okay, well, we can beef up security, but we have to be able to think of ways that somebody could get a gun through. Somebody could go after somebody. Somebody could get an explosive device in, because this is what's happened in other places. And because of that nightclub, I think now you're going to see a few more things that will be changed in our lives and some of these wide open spaces for, you know, absolutely for sure. In the meantime, you know, it wouldn't be a week in the United States if we didn't have somebody doing something insane on a plane. Speaking of changing the way we live our lives. And this time around, according to the Daily Mail, Selma Blair was the one screaming, "He beats me, he's going to kill me." Selma Blair was rushed to the hospital after mixing wine with pills and breaking down in tears while screaming about a man who, she said, burns her. And this is while traveling. So an episode on a plane that freaked a few people out, no less. Any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me, americatonight.net. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.